Jump around cause you're feeling happy and wave your hand up in the party and want even know some house money ready and put the microphone in and we feeling sexy and what if I girls you know them love mousy and shot me shot cause you know me.
Oh, is this your con? Is your phone on? Is it actually
yeah,
recording?
It is on. You said no intro. That's why I just
fucking
sent it.
Hell.
You know what I mean?
I'm actually a bit scared now. Just looking at the blade phone.
Well, I know. Looking at
me blade face and all.
It has to be done somewhere, somehow. We have to improvise, know yourself.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's madness. Anyway, how are you?
I'm literally a happy day today, man. First of all, delighted I'm actually here because being in the hospital for 2 weeks has been really, you know, kind of like, you know, it has been motivational. It basically just taught me a lot of lessons about health. You know, health is wealth. Without your health, sure, you can't do anything with your life. You might have the biggest money in the world, the best car, the most beautiful girlfriend, Whatever it is. But without your health, this you can't even enjoy them things. So, it has been great. And what about you?
Yeah, it's all been good. Yeah, can't complain. Life's good. Recently quit my job.
Yoo-hoo!
Just because I was unhappy.
Yep, the boys.
To be honest, it's little quitting your job if you already have a job locked in. But the thing is, I quit without getting a job started.
Well, you know what?
The thing is, I was so unhappy at the place I work in. I was like, fuck, I don't want to be here no more. So I just quit. I said, fuck all that.
And where do you work?
I worked for the cleaning company in Finglas.
No way.
So I still work there. I still work for the company, but I don't work in that site anymore. So I'm kind of sorted, but at the same time, like, I'm not going to get paid for the while until I found a new site.
No way. Man, yeah. I wish you good luck. I wish you find somewhere, like, literally, you know, soon as possible. Basically.
Yeah. Hopefully it's a place close to where I'm from, because I told you I live in our town.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I thought the beach was beside our town, actually.
yeah, you told me the
because
beach.
It's on the way to the beach, though. If you live in our town, you're not far from the beach.
It is far, to be honest.
It is
quite far, but still, it's convenient. Transport is convenient because you could take the Malahide Road.
Yeah.
You could take the bus to Malahide now. So it's convenient, yeah.
Man, that's really cool.
Nowhere near the beach.
I know, sorry. I don't know, but I used to hang around a thing, but to be honest, that's a long time ago.
You know what? I'd love to live in Malahide one of the days.
Malahide is a lovely spot.
Yeah, I've been there before. It's so nice.
That was the first place I took my girl ever on a date when I first had a girlfriend in Ireland. I took her to Malahide, went to the beach there, and oh my God, the best kiss I've ever had in my life.
Best kiss? Oh,
yeah.
Is your missus listening to that?
Yeah, oh, well, she wants to listen to it because trust me, it was. I was going to give her some lessons and stuff like that, you know. But she, my first kiss ever in my life. That's why I'll never forget the beach just beside the rock and I came in my pants. So, what's up?
You're getting divorced after this.
I hope not.
Look, I'm glad I don't have a missus. I don't need to compare to anyone's, you know what I mean? I could just say, she's the best one ever. And there's nothing anyone can do about it. No one's going to confront me and say, what do you mean she's the best one ever? Do I mean nothing to you?
Maybe you, but I can't. Yeah. I can't because I mean it from my heart. See, it's about the intention because my intention is fair enough. You're looking well, you know what I mean? You know, because I don't mean any harm, but I'm just complimenting the physical human side of you. But some people are like, I wanna fuck the shit out of you. What's
to be honest, that's the way it would be on a night out.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like, if I'm talking to a board on Snapchat, like, I'm planning on taking it further than just shagging her. Like, I don't want to blame shagger. Well, I do. Like, relationships. To be honest, relationships involve shagging. Do you know what I mean? It involves shagging, but.
No, it's not.
If I'm on a night out, like, my main objective is the shagger board. But if I'm talking to someone on Snapchat, like, I want something serious. Like, I want to set up a day, see how it goes. You know what I mean?
No. To be honest, that's pretty. I don't know. I don't know about nowadays, because I've been in a relationship for 4 years now, you know what I mean? And it's been the longest years of my life. But listen, no, I'm just joking. But, like, you know, just thinking about what it is like. Now in relationship nowadays, I don't know, because nowadays I know, like, okay, like I'll be a hypocrite to say what I want to say, because when I was single I was a prostitute, to be honest with you. Trust me, I was riding anything. It doesn't
legend.
Matter no, because I mean, I was straight, you know what I mean? Because I wasn't picky, you know what I mean? My face was picky, but my dick wasn't big at all. I'm a rallyer when it comes to riding. But when it's so funny, because someone like me could actually change and say, you know what, I want to just pick one and stick with that one. I mean, it's been a game changer. You know what I mean? What I mean, it's been a game changer, is because some women are like, maybe there's no more loyal men in this world. All men are fucking assholes. There are loyal men, because sometimes maybe some people are just being too picky or judgy, like, oh, because he looks like this, or he does this, he's not loyal. But sometimes men like me, who has literally, who's been an ex-rallier, you know what I mean? I'm loyal now. I'm loyal now, you know what I mean? I have two kids, you know, and you know, I'm really
well, not that loyal, because he said your first board was the first kiss ever. That's not was, really loyal.
The intention of saying that was pure. I wasn't really. It's not like I'm not saying my girl is not a good. She's a good kiss. Oh, no, so I've had few good kisser in my life. Trust me, and I've had few bad kissers in my life. You know what I mean? So
which one's your missus?
My missus, I'll rate her. If she's watching this right now, I'm not gonna lie, sexy raccoon. I'm gonna rate you a solid 9.5.
Ooh, that's not bad. 9.5 out of 10.
That's not bad. You know what I mean? I'm a realist. I have to be real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is, nowadays, I don't know how it works now. Because nowadays, you guys just want to like date to, you know, get the shagging, like you said.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes...
To be honest, I'm not dating to get the shagging. Like, I date for a proper relationship. But if I want a night out, that's what I meant by shagging.
You know what I mean? Yeah, me too.
Just night out, shagging, one night stand, stuff like that. Just have a good time, do you know what I mean?
And what will you call an ideal date?
An ideal date?
Yeah. Not a shagging date, though. An ideal one.
To be honest, a shagging day is the perfect day.
Isn't it?
It is. It's perfect, but unfortunately, it's not perfect. Isn't it? We live in.
Because I would like to be honest with you.
An ideal date, right? It kind of depends. Because there's so many options out there. But if I got to talk about first date, right? No shagging first date. Fuck all that.
No, why would you say that?
I definitely want a kiss on the first date. I'm definitely going to go
ahead and kiss. I didn't mean to shag my girl on the first day, but the first day we met, she got pregnant. And that's no joke. I swear to God. And I'm with her for 4 years and she stopped me from... Like, it doesn't matter. Because we just think it's... No, nah, get into it.
This is Knocked Up. You ever seen that film, Knocked Up?
Nah, I never
seen
it.
With Seth Rogen.
No.
It's basically about two people. He went on a night out, had a one night stand. She ended up getting pregnant. And then in the end, they ended up getting together.
That's great. That's the best, bro. Trust me.
You are literally Seth Rogen.
Like, that's the best. Imagine being with someone, getting to that person and, you know, taking them on a date for a few times, buy them food, and end up shagging. And she is literally not the best. You know, that would kind of like, you'd be like, you know, you want to like, the first day, you'd be like, whoa, fire. I'm keeping you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, to be honest, people are different, but for me, I definitely wouldn't shag on the first day. I kiss, that's about it. I definitely kiss on the first day.
You're very interested.
Because like I said, I'm not in to fucking catch some pussy right away, and that's not my main objective when it comes to dating people and being in relationships. It's actually trying to get to know them, like create a bond with them. That's the kind of guy I am, but...
See the way you are right now. So what's the story with your ex? So why did you guys actually break up?
I don't have an ex. I'm single.
You've never had a girlfriend before?
Oh, I've had girlfriends before. Oh. I've had exes, bro. We've been single for a while now.
For a long time?
Yeah.
Bro.
Well over the
I think you need
days.
To start shagging first until you actually be in a relationship. You need that, bro. Trust me. Nah, if you have that mindset...
You don't need that.
Look, see, I think this is the arcane side of you. You need to bring... So yeah, it is. You need to bring the African side. And let me show you what it is. Trust me, bro. Because you're wasting your time.
It's not African, it's Spain. Everyone's doing it.
Look, it's not just you and him down there. You need to satisfy him. So you need, but if you can do that, imagine the first day you met a girl, you satisfy your mind and your best friend. Look, you will. That's what they call love. That's where love is. Because sometimes I think it's too played out.
Yeah,
it's too played out. Whereby I just want to take you out on a date. You just see animals. Okay. Let's go back in the jungle side. Okay, let's say if two animals meet each other in the jungle, a female hyena and a male hyena, and they just see each other and they're just like, whoa, this is the best hyena I've ever seen in my life. And the male is like, wow, this is the best hyena I've ever seen in my life. This male hyena won't take this other hyena to go catch a rabbit in the bush. They'll right up shag right there and have babies and they will be together forever. That's animal. That's we animal instinct. You know what
true.
I mean?
Oh, we get your point.
Do you understand?
Same, but we live in a different time now.
Yeah, no, but time and instinct. Yeah. We live in a different time, but you're still the same person.
Yeah.
Nothing changed. Time changed, but we are still the same. So that's what I'm saying. We live in a different time. So what's the point of wasting time? So just get on with it and move on. Because, see, when we think too much into something, okay, for example, I like this girl, I want to get to know this girl and stuff like that. Easy. But do you know what will happen when you meet this girl? This girl might be a high, famous OnlyFans girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She can just like it naturally. You know what I mean? Yeah. What if it happens? Then do it. You're like, oh, sorry, I can't do it. I know, I said I have to go on a date with you. So me, when I meet up with a girl and I like her, I'm open. My mind is open, whatever she's into. Because, you know, obviously, I won't meet up with her for the first time and we just do it. If I want, before I meet up with her, I would maybe text her and stuff like that. No, because I met up with my girlfriend, with my fiance. I met up with her in a nightclub.
Jesus Christ. Listen, that kid's about to find out how he got conceived.
No, listen to this, right? No, listen.
The boards and the bees.
No, I met up with her in a nightclub and I seen her and I was like, you know what? This is the best girl I've ever seen in my life. And my intention was to destroy her because she looked amazing. Wow, you want to see her, the cover on her? She was really amazing, and that was my intention. My animal instinct is I want to literally get on her and ride the balaclava. Literally, that was my intention. Okay, so I went home, get a number. We talked, we text, and it was the most interesting conversation we ever had in our life. The chemistry was amazing. We were literally every morning till I've never ever text someone and forget who I am. It's actually amazing. We met up like literally a week after. I wouldn't bring her to my apartment where I live because I lived in a studio apartment and it wasn't the best. You know what I mean? It was literally like, oh God. And she was
pretty. I never take a boat to me, Gaff. No. Like, if I want to have sex with a boat, I'll never take it.
Bro,
to me, Gaff.
I didn't even take.
No
I,
chance.
I know what's funny.
I've never done it before.
You live with your family?
Do you live with live with me, man.
Okay,
there,
that's
yeah.
why.
If my man sees me, I'm getting disowned. I'm getting killed. I'm actually getting killed.
I love your mom. That's a proper.
my dad's more laid back, but he can't turn it on. Do you know what I mean? But my ma, look, I love you, ma. If you're watching this, I love you. She's a psychopath.
Trust me, your mom is not a psychopath as my mom. My mom can actually literally throw slippers. While she's watching right now, he's going to come into the studio right now. That's a real psychopath right there. You know, so I actually took her to her beautiful hotel in Dublin. And actually, I went online to get a hotel. But we got there and you want to see this place we were staying because it was cheap. I didn't have enough money at the time. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm trying to book 2 days. And you're thinking about this, 2 days in Dublin. You know what I mean? It's really expensive. You have to look for the cheaper rate. And I got this hotel room and I won't lie to you, we it took us ages to look for the reception. First of all, we're looking for this guy who, you know, we got this guy and he came. Normally, if you go to a hotel, they give you like a key. I mean, a thing to tap. Your man give us a key with a bunch of keys. Say, this is your room.
Yeah.
Then I knew something was not right about this hotel room. And I was like, why a bunch of key? Goes, this is for your room. This is for the toilet. This is for the kitchen. Like, we share this. The whole hotel shared the same toilet. I was like, oh. I was like, sorry, I think, babe, this is the wrong one. Yeah. I'm really sorry. We had to really book another one. Anyway, got this beautiful, lovely one in Dublin.
Should have done the studio apartment.
Imagine.
It's a better option.
Yeah, because I didn't even know. I made a fool out of myself. But we got a second hotel. And that's where the magic happened. And she got pregnant. You know what I mean? And it was the best thing ever in the world. And look at me now, 4 years after, with 2 kids, with the same girl. Yeah. Not as easy. Not relationship is great, but sometimes
it's hard. It's really hard.
Bro.
Especially long term relationships.
Difficult. There's up and downs, you know, but it's all about how you're willing to adapt. But
you have to be adaptable. A lot happens. Like, it is the best thing ever, long term relationships. Until you break up, of course. It's not nice. But still, it is nice, you know, you're going through the roller coaster of life with someone. You're on the same ride together. Whereas, single, obviously, it's a bit lonely. Do you know what I mean?
It is. Yeah, that's true.
It is lonely, but still, I enjoy it. It's still enjoyable. It is better if there's someone with you, companion.
It's amazing to sleep and wake up and see someone. It's amazing to not feel great and someone is there for you. For me, right, I was single for a long time. I won't lie to you. My mom used to always call me and nag me. She goes, oh my God, you need to get a woman. You need to get married. Come on, you're getting too old now. Come on, you need to do this. But bro, I felt like I was happy with where I am because I don't need a woman. Then until I start trying to get a woman, and every woman I was trying to get wasn't literally the right one I wanted, to be honest with you. Maybe someone that stuck with their baby mama or their ex-boyfriend, or they're very vocal for me, or they're very loud, like, who do you think you're talking to? It's very hard sometimes to find the special, the perfect one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just very hard. And for me, I feel like when I now have a woman beside me, I feel like it's better. And the thing why people find it so hard sometimes is because people that are in a relationship always think relationship is all about two people coming one. That's bullshit. Two people should come one. Yes, fair enough. Both of you are together. That's the only one. Both of you are in love. That's the only one. But at the same time, both of you are allowed to be yourself, regardless of what it is.
Yeah.
Because when you are yourself, even though when you are in a relationship, man, you will never be like, literally, that's when you find real happiness for me.
Because I've
been with my girl for 4 years. The first 2 years was all, I love you, I love
you.
Honeymoon
period,
you know, yeah, it was mine. It was amazing. I mean, sex was like literally every night. You know, now literally, it's hard for me. I have to literally beg for pussy now. You know what I mean? It's crazy. But it's just now that we have realized after 4 years of our lives that, man, when you are you and I am being me, then that's when the attraction begins. Because, man, the amount of time we've broke up within 4 years is unreal. But we know.
You broke up before?
Bro, we actually, look, we're breaking up every week, bro. That's how it works. Every week, it has to be done. But
we get arguments and all, but we get to the point where you just break
up. It's actually, like, so deep. Man. Like, I'm like, oh, my God, why did you piss on the toilet seat? Or we fight about dishes. Or, you know, something simple. You know what I kind of mean? But anyway, I'm a messy person. I know. I understand. I'm creative, so sometimes I get messy. I can't think of two things. You know what I mean? So what I'm trying to say basically is, you know, we got to a point whereby I'm like, you know what? Why don't you do you? And I do me, you know? And it's so funny because when we made that decision about her doing her and me doing me, then I realized, man, I like this girl. Because, man, when I said, you do you, she did her. And when she did her, I'm like, God damn, this is the girl I fell in love with. Oh, my God. You know what I mean? So we just forget about that. We try to, relationship, we should forget about the pleasing part and just remember self-love. When you love yourself, man, there's nothing more better than that. So if you're ever in your life trying to look for a woman, if you ever want a woman in your life, the biggest advice I would give to you is you have to learn how to actually be yourself. Because sometimes some of us don't know how to be ourselves, love ourselves, you know, that kind of general thing whereby it's all about me.
Yeah.
Don't think that's selfish. That's the real stuff. Because the day you forget that's the day you're losing the real self. And look for a girl who's like that too. The amount of times
I pretended to be someone else just to try and impress her.
Do you understand?
Not to make her fall in love with me or that, and just to impress her. Do you know what I mean?
You know,
like, you have to play a character.
You have to play a character. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was back in the day, but now I'm just uncomfortable in my own skin.
Bro, you see me?
I could be me now. And if you don't like me, well, fuck you.
That's the truth.
That's me mentality.
That's the truth. And you will find love. Because see the way I am. This is where I am with my missus. She loves me somewhere because I am very loud. I talk real stuff. I don't feel the need to hide. Because I've done a few dates with girls whereby I have to pretend I'm kind of like, oh, hi, how you doing? So what are you interested in? What kind of politics do you kind of listen to? Man, you have to be this kind of like, you know what
you
I mean.
You have to look mature.
Do you understand?
You're trying to be more mature than you are.
You know what I mean? And I'm not mature. I'm a very playful person at heart. You know what I mean? All the time, I take life easy. You know, I'm always happy about life.
Yeah.
In general, just like you. You know what I mean? Just like when we came.
Because
I love what you said when we came into the podcast. He goes, "No, we don't. I don't like the intro. Let's just start straight away." That was dead. I like that vibe.
Yeah,
that's what made me
straight away conversational.
Do you understand?
What I mean?
You know, which is
no fake intros, none of that bullshit.
So if people are watching this podcast now, they will
look. I appreciate all podcasts. Like a lot of podcasts, they do intros, but they're like us, they're real. But I just feel that part, the intros, a bit fake. You get me?
Yeah, true. I like originality and being real. Like, okay, for example, if people are watching this podcast now or like listening to this podcast, like, why would they know the name? Or is it like what's the name of this podcast now?
Full Time Podcast.
Full Time Podcast.
Yeah.
Cool. And what has been the biggest artist you've ever like
guest?
Yeah. The most famous guest you've ever had.
Jesus Christ.
Are you serious? No, are you thinking? It's
I'm
right in front of
you. I don't know. You?
You're an asshole. You know what? That's it. This is why you're single. That's it. You are an asshole.
Well, I've had big guests before. You know what I mean?
All right. Okay. I thought you were going to gas me up. All right. Never mind. No, it's all right. It's all good. But I love it, though. It's pretty dope. I'm really happy, like, you guys have me here.
No, look, I appreciate you taking the time to come here.
No, I'm really happy about that.
Obviously, you're busy. You fucking go around the country every blind day. Like, you don't have to come here, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just so grateful that you're doing this and you're taking the time to come and have a chat with me. Really do appreciate it,
No, pretty cool. I'm really happy that you actually definitely do have me here. It's been actually a great opportunity. This year has been such an amazing year, actually, even for me myself personally, because I've started a long time ago. doing this entertainment, doing stand-up comedy, doing videos on Facebook, entertaining teenage discos, and, you know, traveling around, having fun, having a crack. You know, right venue. Right, oh, my God. Remember Attitude of Play.
Yes.
Oh, my God. See, that's what I'm trying to say. It's been a long time when there was no TikTok.
Unfortunately, it's closed now.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
imagine
closed.
There was TikTok back then. It would have been, I would have been like, you know, the MC Black Friday. But back then, yeah, it was no TikTok. It was just Facebook, you know,
Facebook,
MC Fabu D.
Yeah,
you know
yeah
what I mean? So I started a long time ago, and it's just great to see that, man, persistency and hard work actually take you far.
It does, yeah.
Bro, I'm a living witness right now, man, because I've been doing this for a long time, and to see myself at this stage of life, it's actually like, you know, it's grateful. I feel great about it, you know. It's actually a very good thing. So, like, for me, I just really appreciate you guys having me in everything anyway.
Yeah. But anyway, you said you were in the hospital there. What happened?
So, yeah, it's just basically a stressful situation I had there. I was feeling a little bit of pain under my rib cage and underneath my belly button, and I was having cramps on my leg, which was pretty weird because I've tried to Google that type of symptom and weird shit came
up. They told you I'm going to do it in a
bro,
week.
Bro, it was creepy, man. It was just like, I you know what? I couldn't even sleep because of the things. I was on Google for the whole day, man, reading through.
Never trust Google. When you're sick, or you feel weird, never Google.
Bro, man.
They scared the life out of you.
They do.
It does.
And my missus like,
you're going to do it in 48 hours. I'm like, what? I'm going to have to say goodbye to me, man. I'm going to have to tell her, hey, man, I'm going to do it. Goodbye, I love you, no. Fucking hell.
It was crazy, man. So anyway, I went to the hospital and the doctor said I have it's a long name. So basically this is
appendicitis, because that's what I think it is.
It is
not, appendix?
It started with D. It started with D. So basically it's an inflammation on your intestine.
Diverticulitis.
Bro, you doctor? No way.
Yeah. But you know how we know it? Brock Lesnar, he was in the UFC and WWE. He had it. That's how we remember the name, yeah, because I'm a big UFC fan.
Oh, you had it too?
Yeah, I'm big into UFC. I love
it. Oh, no way. Yeah. I didn't even know. Bro, that's fair play to
you,
man.
That's how we knew it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And does that shit cause the cramps? Is that what causes cramps, or I don't know?
I don't know about cramps, but it's definitely like there's pouches. There's some kind of like swelling or pouches in your colon, your large intestine. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like it's serious. It's very. It's proper serious.
Bro,
it could kill you.
That's what I'm saying to you. Yeah. It was so scary. And man, just to see myself in that state made me realize that health is wealth. I couldn't walk. I couldn't do anything. All I was in pain. And people are like, oh, be positive. You can be positive about natural situations.
Yeah, it's a bit annoying that people are telling you to be positive. How could you be positive if you're in constant pain?
And this pain is reminding you every time, every second, and you're like, oh my God. And all you're just thinking about is, oh, and it ruins your ego. See, look, let me tell you something. Health is something that we overlook as humans. Because, bro, when there's something in your body that's holding you back from moving, or that's holding you back from doing what you love to do, that is it. That is it.
Mm-hmm.
So we should always try to remember that when we take care of our body take care of us too.
Yeah.
And that's a real fact of life. And when that happens, you have the opportunity that regardless of whatever happened in your life, you can do it again. You know, that's just the foundation of life. You know, I didn't get to realize that until I was in the hospital bed and I was feeling like, oh my God, I can't even literally go on a walk. I can't do like half. I can't have the crack like I would do right now, you know. And it just down to me like, wow, my health is wealth. So as you see right now, I'm on your podcast now, drinking water every minute. It just I have to just kind of like dehydrate myself, you know,
down on a piss every 5 seconds.
You know, I just have to dehydrate myself to make myself, you know, to just give myself that. Instead of normally I would have had like, let's say, a Hennessy and Coca-Cola, trust me, or Guinness.
Fuck Guinness. Oh, hey, Guinness.
Guinness is good.
Hennessy's good. I like Hennessy.
Guinness is
deadly. Actually, I don't drink anymore, but when I used to drink, I liked Hennessy.
No, I love
but
Guinness.
Man. I've always hated Guinness.
Really?
Always hated it. I had it once on a Christmas party and it was the worst thing I've ever drank in my life.
Yeah, some people just have.
Worst thing. I was like, Jesus Christ, how bad is it? People are overhyping it.
Overhyping.
It's the national drink. I was like, if that's the national drink,
overhyping it.
Was, Jesus
You know,
Christ.
It's the reason why I like Guinness is because it has iron in it. You know what I mean?
Does it actually have iron?
It does. Yeah, it has iron in it. Yeah, man. It does. And it's very, very good. One, the only drink I know that actually has something beneficial as that, you know what I mean? Well, there might be other drink, but I don't know.
Guinness is a stout, right? It's iron found in other stouts. Like, you know McGregor, right? His pub. he has a stew.
Yeah.
Is there iron in the stew?
There probably won't be. Yeah, probably there will be iron, but I don't know. Because just not because the stout has iron. What's the name of his drink, actually? His drink is called...
His stew is called Forged Irish Stew.
Oh, Forged Irish Stew. Yeah, I don't think that has a stout in it. I don't know. I haven't tried it yet.
It is stew. Yeah. Like, it's actual stew. Really? I don't know if it has iron. Yeah.
I don't know if it has... I like the way you pronounce iron. Is it iron?
Orden.
Iron. Iron.
Orden.
That, really?
Orden.
No
way. Like Ireland. Ireland.
I say Ireland. Ireland.
Yeah. Irish people say Ireland. They say Ireland. I was like, are you playing poetry? Ireland.
Ireland.
I was like, what? Are you having a laugh?
You sound like that guy that will fight UFC.
And McGregor. McGregor says Ireland as well.
He says Ireland as well.
I was like, mate, you're from Blaine Crumlin. We have the same fucking accent. You say Ireland. I get the fact, right, because he does tone down his accent so Americans could understand him, yeah?
Yeah.
You know what? In the past, I said I don't want to bring McGregor on the podcast because I'm not a big fan of him, like, as a person.
Yeah, right.
But you know what? I do want to bring him on the podcast just so I could pick his brain. Pick his brain. Just throw him in. I don't want to be a brain psychologist or anything.
That is so funny.
I was like, you know how a lot of people, right, they slag him off, they say he's a scumbag and all. Like, I do want him to, like, tell his side of the story. Do you know what I mean? I think it's only fair him telling his side of the story and then obviously everyone else, the other person's side of the story. Because it's all over the blame papers.
What you said is very right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I want to, like, look at them two sides and then see what's what.
Yeah.
But he is a bellend, but at the same time...
He's a bellend,
yeah, but I do want to, like, push my feelings aside and actually, like, be respectful and, you know, pick his brain and all. Just figure out, why does he do the shit that he does?
You know what? I like your honesty because, bro, you're very real. I mean, whatever you're saying right now, a lot of people want to think that way as well, which is actually so true.
Yeah, thank
you. I met him in St. Anne. I won't lie to you, when I met him, he was very motivational. He wasn't like, yeah, man, keep doing what you're doing, man.
I've actually seen a picture of you and him because I followed you on Instagram years ago when I had a personal Instagram account and I've seen you had a throwback picture of McGregor.
Yeah.
That was after he met Chan Mendes.
Yes. That was before
the Aldo fight.
Yeah, that was a very long time.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying, since it was years ago.
I'd love to go see him one of the days. I know it's close, but I wish I could go back in time and go to see him.
It's such a great
place. Because I was too young.
Such a great place. I'll lie to you. So I'm actually really genuinely happy that I'm here, to be honest with you, because normally I would have been drinking, like, you know, NSC and Guinness and stuff like that, but just the fact that I'm drinking water just give me that realization, like, you know what, I need to take care of myself, because at the end of the day I'm an online personality. I motivate people watch me, and, you know, so I want to motivate people in regardless when it comes to health, you know, because when it comes to health, a lot of things are inclined with it, like, you know, even the fact that I do the Black Paddy, and to be honest with you, Black Paddy is the character I've created. Sometimes I'm tired. Sometimes, you know, I'm like, oh, let me relax. But a lot of people love Black Paddy. It's unreal.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, this is actually helping people. I'm actually making people happy. I'm putting a smile on people's faces, and it actually gives me that kind of happiness to do what I love to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the fact that that happened to me has woken me up to another side of life. That, whoa, bro. You need to look after your health for you to actually be here to do what you love to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what that has actually helped me to do, basically.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of the Black Paddy, I was doing my research on you and I was listening to your podcast with the Did You Hear Your Show. Such a shame they're not doing it anymore because they were actually a great podcast. They listened to a few episodes of them. Right. So, the first episode I ever listened to them was you. And then I was like, this is fucking late. So, I'm going to listen to a few more episodes and I was hooked. So, it's a shame they're not doing podcasts anymore. But you said something about the Black Paddy being your real self. Like, Fabby D is just a character and the Black Paddy is you. And you're after telling me now that the Black Paddy is a character after all.
So basically, Black Paddy... Now, let me tell you how Black Paddy began. When I was living in Dublin, in North Circular Road, right beside my Enjoy Prison, which was really funny because I lived beside the prison, bro.
You're the joy.
Yeah. That's when I started doing Fabio D stuff, you know, like I came up with two characters, Anto and Damo, but you can't see them. They were like, you know, invisible. It was just me, like, you know, pretending, you know, if I get in trouble, like, say, Anto!
Actually, he's not pretending. Anto and Damo are in the studio right here. What's the story, Anto? Here we are.
I don't think so. They're still in my joy. Right. Stop. So it was just a character that I created and stuff like that. And it's been such a great time I had with those two characters, and I loved it. It was Fab D. It was still me. It was just me creating two characters, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And that happened. Got married. No, not married. I didn't get married. Sorry.
Actually, when are you getting married? Don't mind me asking.
So when the money is real.
Yeah,
when I have the whole box, when I can feel the full box of money around me, you know what I mean?
Because sometimes, because wedding costs are fucking expensive. No,
yeah,
it costs a lot. Does, you know, just a normal wedding, boy.
Exactly.
Wait.
No,
I'm
no.
not talking about extravagant. What's that word?
I have the money to pay for wedding right now. It's not about wedding. You see, for me, when I mean money, is that I want to have a mansion. So when you're married, and you can just be like, I'm going to that room to relax.
Yeah.
You're far away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you can't get married in a small, it won't last long. If you get married in a small house, boy, what the fuck are you going? So you can cheat. Bro, you want to live in a mansion whereby you can have your own space. You can have your own, like, you know, do your own thing. You know, you'll feel a bit of space. But but still together. That's what I need the money for, honestly. Yeah, before I get married. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, you want to be safe at Louis first.
Yeah, basically. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
So where was I again?
You were talking about Black Paddy, how you created that character.
Yeah, so that's how I created the character. Now, when I got engaged to my missus, and it happened, and literally looking for a house in Dublin, because in my mind, I said to her, we're moving to the heart of Dublin. That's where we're going to live. That's what I told her.
Town?
Yeah, town. You know what I mean? I wanted, because that's, okay, like, man, I was like, you know, Anton then was deadly, like, you know what I mean? You know, somewhere I was getting gigs in Revenue, and it was deadly, like, you know what I mean? So when I got her, I'm like, getting a house in Dublin was hard as hell. The most hardest thing in the world, bro. And you want to see, I went there was a mad massive queue, bro.
Yeah.
And I had to stand there, wait for a queue and everything. And the guy took me to the house, showed me the house. He was actually talking to me like, it's my house, like, you pay this and this is your, and it's like, oh cool, man, you never hear from them anymore. It was like that for a long time. I couldn't get a house in the heart of Dublin. I decided to move to the Kidney, whereby Blanchardstown, you know that area. Blanchardstown. But it was still hard, bro. It was like expensive.
Anywhere in Dublin, to be honest, bro, it's fucking not just Dublin, Ireland.
I had
a chat with my mate the other day, and he said to buy a gaff in Spain, I think it's like 20-30 grand, just to buy a gaff.
Why?
Not to rent it, to buy a gaff.
What?
I was like, 30 grand? And how much was it in Dublin, right? So my man and dad, like, we owned the gaff for about 6 years now. We lived in that gaff for 6 years. We bought it. Previously we used to rent gaffs. We used to get fucking evicted for some reason, even though we'd pay our rent. No, we always used to get evicted. I've been moving around when I was little. Like, no, I remember I moved 3 times in the space of like 18 months.
And it was long time ago, and just now.
Long
recently.
Time ago.
And it was easier, was wasn't little, it? Yeah. It was easier back then, because I don't
know. No, because it was about the time of the recession.
Oh, then, all right. Because I remember when it was easier, when I could easily, like, you know.
To be honest, it was never easy. It was never easy, especially in the Celtic Tiger as well. The housing crisis was just after starting, and, you know, the prices were building and building and building.
Wow.
The recession started because of the housing crisis. Whoa. That's why, I think.
No,
I think so. But anyway, that's what I think started. Like, I think I heard that in geography class when I was in school. Do you know what I mean? I don't pay attention in geography anyway, but that's what
I never heard geography, you know what I mean?
But anyway,
which is really crazy.
My gaff, right? The gaff we live in now, I think it cost nearly 400 grand.
What?
400 grand.
Well, like, Artane is a really, man, is a very high profile place. So obviously, like, really posh. Like,
no, not posh. It's normal.
Artane.
It's not posh. Bowmount. I think you're talking about Bowmount. Bowmount is posh now.
Well, Artane is. Even the pronunciation Artane.
Artane.
Yeah. No, it's a posh place, bro.
But no, Artane isn't posh. It's normal. It's all right.
Well,
it's in the middle. Do you know what I mean? It's in the middle between, like, a cape. It's in the middle. It's all right. I wouldn't say it's posh necessarily. It's normal.
Because I've passed through there a few times. I did a video, actually. I think I did a video in Artane. I can't remember, but I think I did.
Yeah,
it was pretty dope. So when I couldn't get a house in Dublin, I decided to move to Kildare, which is a countryside. And not just Kildare, it was inside of Kildare. Now I'm from Monastrevin. I live in Monastrevin now, you know what I mean? It's like in the middle of nowhere. I'm a culture now. I can smell the shirt off.
Yeah,
I'm
a culture.
You know what I mean? I'm a big culture. You know what I mean? So when I moved to Kildare, I stayed there for a while, and the lockdown then happened.
Yeah.
You know, and when the lockdown happened, I was like, you know what? I started saying, you know what? I need to just do something, because, bro, that was the end of comedy. That was the end of stand up comedy, that was the end of like doing weddings, that was the end of like, you know, doing teenage disco, right, venue closed, and everything was just down. Literally, there was gig, no more gig anymore. You know, then I have to look for something to do. But I was getting money, I was getting that COVID money, but that was stressful. Imagine just getting free money off the government. Like, what's your plan? Why are you giving us free money for? Like, you know, it was really, the anxiety was so high. Like, why are you giving that money for? But I was thinking about what to do to actually literally, you know, get going. You know what I mean? That's who I am. And that's who I have always been, you know, creative person. So I said, okay, I would like to travel around this beautiful country that I live. I know more about Ireland, you know, that kind of way. I think it's time, you know what I mean? Because I'm a dad now, I have kids. You know, my kids one day look up to me, ask me some special question about Ireland in school, and I'm like, you know, now I want to be like, so this is, you know, I want
to like to know about the history.
Do you understand? What I mean? Because that's what it is. Give back. That's my way of giving back. You know what I mean? Just in entertaining people. So I then decided to travel around my own town, Monastirvin. Then went to Kildare, went to Newbridge, went to Naas, went to all the surrounding towns around Kildare.
Yeah.
And it was so interesting because people loved it. And that's when the Black Party began. So it became a character. Even though it was me, it's just me exploring. You know what I mean? I was exploring different part of Ireland. But while I'm exploring, I'm entertaining as well. I'm bringing an entertaining spirit with that person.
Your personality. Look, the Black Party is you.
Do you understand?
The world to 11.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah.
You know, well,
so it's an exaggerated version of yourself.
I don't think so, because sometimes it's not what it is. Because this is me literally just trying to, like, you know, have a conversation. On a normal day, I just don't want to have a conversation. So on a normal day, I just want to be myself and just, you know, just watch maybe Netflix and write and, you know, play football or just do something different. And that's where the Black Party switch off. That's where David is.
That's just David.
Yeah, that's where David is.
But I'm actually glad because we have David on the podcast. Actually you, which is actually great, because I didn't want the Black Paddy or Fabby D. Even though I do call you Fabby, because I'm so used to calling you Fabby D. That was when we first started following you, or Fabby D.
Oh, no worries.
But I just wanted David, I wanted to rear you on the podcast. So I appreciate that. And actually, I got a story. I was holding it in for a while until I went into the podcast. Right, so remember Higher Options? The one in the RDS where you look at colleges and all that.
Yes, that was a long time ago. Whoa.
Yeah, long time ago. Right. You remember me?
Yeah. No, I don't. I probably do. Do you know how many people I've seen on that day? Wow, it's crazy.
Yeah, basically, I remember. Obviously, I was wearing the worst jacket ever. Some mad Bear Grylls, my mom forced me to wear it. I was like, man, I don't want to fucking wear it. I was like, you have to fucking wear it. You look fresh. And I was like, all right, just because I love you, man, I'm going to do that for you. Yeah.
Okay.
So we went to Higher Options in my school, and you were there. We heard Fabby D's there. I was like, really? He's there? And then we went all over the lane, audience, trying to find you. I was like, where the fuck is he? I can't find him. And then I'd be seeing you taking a picture or something, then he'd fucking disappear.
Okay.
No trace. I was like, what the fuck? I'm missing out opportunity. I was like, I just need to get a picture of Fabby D, and then I'm out with you. I'll go on McDonald's later on. Okay. So I eventually found you, shook your hand. I was a bit, I wouldn't say starstruck, because I don't believe in that word. I was never starstruck in my life. I'm only in awe of people, do you know what I mean?
Okay,
so I was in awe of you, because I used to watch your videos, your sketches and all, I loved it. So I was like, oh my God, I'm actually talking to Fabby D here. So I had a picture with you, and that was it. Then went off, had McDonald's later on. But unfortunately, I don't have the picture anymore.
What? I can't believe you actually let go of that picture, bro. I wanted to see the jacket you were wearing. Yeah. So if I can see that, I'll be happy.
Like, it was blue and yellow and all that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That won't be it.
Some stupid yoke. He looked like playing Bear Grylls and all.
That's so cool. And look at you here interviewing me. That's great, bro.
Yeah,
that's,
I wouldn't call it an interview now. We don't believe in interviewing people obviously. It's just having a chat.
Having a chat. Like
But it helped me meeting you at RDS at the Hoya Vision Yoke. Because if we met you now, I'd probably be a bit nervous. A lot more nervous, actually. I was nervous coming in. But I'd definitely be a lot more nervous now. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Because that'd be the first time me meeting you. Because I've met you before. I was like, me nerves. I was a bit calm. I was like, I've met him before. It'll be grand, you know what I mean? So,
pretty appreciate that, man. Nice to meet you, man. Wow, it's been a long time.
Nice to meet you, man. Really. Yes.
That was
2018, that was.
Just to know that you've met me before.
Yeah,
It's pretty dope, man. And the time you met me was still
2018.
That was the time I was still single. You know what I mean? That's the time, yeah. I was still, you know, still right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you
should have asked your father, no, yeah, but because you were 17 at the time.
So you've met two different people now, you know what I mean? You've met the single black, you've met the single Fabri, and you're meeting Black Paddy.
Black Paddy, yeah, yeah.
You know, who knows who you meet in the future.
So, a new man.
Yeah. It is a new man. Yeah, honestly, yeah. A new man. You know, sometimes the people come up to me and be like, oh my God, remember? Like, and they like want to come with some accusation. I'm like, that's the old me. I don't think you know the real me. Yeah. You don't know the real me now. You love me more now.
There's actually something I want to ask you, because you are a controversial figure.
Very,
you
know what I mean? I know.
Especially back then when you were Fabby D, you were very controversial, because a lot of people, they take aim at you. They think you're slagging off the black community. You're even slagging off the Irish community.
Yeah,
even.
which is funny. When I was Fabby D, I'm slagging off black community.
Yeah.
When I'm Black Paddy, I'm slagging off the Irish
community.
So in a way, it's just that you just, it, which shows you that this life, regardless of what it is, you have to be yourself, because sometimes people will misunderstand you, and that's normal. When you worry about the misunderstanding that these people have with you, that's when you start pleasing. Yeah. And when you please, it doesn't look good on your own soul as well, because you're not even happy. You're just pleasing, bro. But for you to be happy and consistently do what you love to do is just being yourself.
Yeah,
people will talk 100%. Regardless. And bro, the amount of people that love me, it's unreal. And when I see people who talk negative of me, it's either they don't understand, or they want to be me, or they want to be...
Yeah, I got it, right. We live in a world now where people are sensitive and they get offended over everything. Like, I get you. Because I know you're more of a dark humor kind of guy. I'm a fucked up person. I love dark humor. Like, there are some funny things that aren't dark humor, but dark humor makes me proper laugh.
When you say things like dark humor.
Dark humor, like really sick jokes. Going too far, or racist jokes.
It's
different between. Like, I got it, the racist jokes. You're not really being racist. Yes. That's not the intention.
Okay, you're getting there.
But you're just taking the piss. It's a dark joke. Like, your whole point is just taking
I'd rather say sarcasm, because...
Satire, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's this... Have you ever watched this film, Tropic Thunder?
Tropic Thunder.
Oh, you should watch that film. It's a satirical film where, you know, Robert Downey Jr.? He was Iron Man.
Yeah, very good actor.
He played a black fella in that film.
That was amazing. Yeah. I remember the movie, Tropic Thunder. Yeah, that's a very good movie.
That's satirical, and he played blackface. Okay. Now, that's dark humor.
Right. Do you think so?
Yeah, that's dark humor. Because you're literally a white man dressed up as a black man. If it was done today, he'd be getting cancelled. People get pissed off saying he's a racist bastard and all. But back then, because it was released back in 2008, back then a lot of people are a bit more lenient towards that kind of stuff and understood the difference between humor and actually being a racist gobshite. But obviously, because we live in a world now, social media is everywhere, do you know what I mean? A lot of soft people, they could convey their own opinions, and a lot of people would see their opinions. So that's the way it kind of spread, you know, cancel culture
I think it's just, which I do get
where you're coming from. Yeah. Like, it is dark humor at the end of the day, but look, I don't want to be judgmental or anything, because again, we do get you. Look, I'm not offended by anything you said, but at the same time, like, you should be able to know, look, this is the world we live in now. Like, people are going to get offended easily. The thing is, like, sometimes you aren't adaptable to that kind of stuff. Do you get me?
Yeah,
that's where I'm going to be a bit critical towards you. You're not being, you know. I've watched your podcast with Goody, and I do get where Goody's coming from, but I just think, like, he said it harshly. Like, he was being very harsh. Like, he, I don't know if it's a place of hate. Maybe it is a place of hate, because I know, like, he doesn't like you. Like, it's obviously you don't like you. But, like, I'm saying it out of respect. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's me being... It's me being real. It's me looking at both sides.
Yeah. So point. just to say a little, just put a little light on that. Is at the end of the day, my intention is to see everybody as the same, regardless of what color you are. Either you're black or you're white or you're Asian or whatever it is. We are all the same people. We have different humor, different tradition, you know, different things that we do in different places. But at the end of the day, when we both see each other, we are the same. The same blood, the same organ, the same everything. And 100%. There's a lot of tension in Ireland when it comes to racism. Young people going crazy or whatever it is, or maybe young black kids, you know, or whatever it is. A lot of private racism are there.
Especially a lot more now because of the immigration and stuff like that.
Do you understand? Exactly, with that as well. You know, people coming into the country, you see a lot of people going angry, protesting and stuff like that. My intention with sarcasm, with humor, is to break this down. To let people know that, okay, you know what, we're the same, regardless of what it is. I don't care if you're black, if you're white, let's have the crack as the black party. What's the story? What's the crack? It's to bring that humor to it. Now, this not a lot of people will understand because a lot of people are sheeps. They just listen to what this person is saying and they agree to it. They don't want to take that work to get to know that person, speak to that person, and know why that person is doing what that person is doing.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't take that time to do it. So that's why I just believe that this is where a lot of people will say, oh my God, I don't like his, I don't like what he says. He's bringing black people down. He's bringing white people down. Okay, now, like, do you know what this guy do for a living? Do you know who he is?
Yeah.
Do you know where he's coming from? Do you know what he likes and what he doesn't like? Because at the end of the day, I use myself as comedy as well, regardless of what it is. You know, like I do African weddings, I do Irish weddings, I do both. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? If I'm racist, I'm like, no, I don't do them kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's humor. I'll tell you something, right? I walk to any pub in Ireland. You know, let's say go to some random place like called, let's say Killybeg. I go to Killybeg in Donegal and I walk into a random pub. Now, the reaction that these people give me when they see me, it's so amazing. It's just touching. This makes me, only this alone makes me happy.
Yeah.
Like, wow, my goal, my dream is coming to pass because they can see a black man and be happy.
Uh-huh.
You know, my black people might not see that. They'll be like thinking, oh, yeah, whatever. But that's my own way of fighting racism with humor. Do you know what I mean?
100%
you
know,
and just to kill that narrative of you are all come to this country and do bad stuff. No, some of us are spreading love and spreading happiness to the people. You know what I mean? I'm doing this for the generation and generation to come. This is my way of contributing to the earth anyway.
Yeah.
So not a lot of people understand you, which is okay for me. I'm like, fuck, if they don't understand me, I'm just gonna keep doing me until they do. So that's life. So I don't believe in like whatever, maybe dark humor or whatever it is. I just believe in having fun, like having a crack, like the Irish people say, having a crack, good sense of humor. Some Irish people come to me and say, you know what, I like it because you can take it. And you know what that means? It means because I don't deep things. I just kind of like, I live the moment.
Uh-huh.
And there's nothing better than that. When you live the moment, enjoy that thing that you see right now, this world will be a better place.
100%, bro. I totally agree with you.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. But actually, there's something in my mind about Goody, because I know you're supposed to do a charity boxing event, right? And you said something about he has to get 100k views on the podcast that he's done with you.
Right.
But I looked at your YouTube channel, I think the highest amount of views you got was 47k in your video.
Yeah.
Again, I don't want to be an arsehole around and like, I haven't come here to slag you off.
No worries.
I've only come out to have a chat.
Yeah, which is
great. I only come out to have a chat with people I like.
Yeah.
I do like you. I do think you're a sound bloke.
Oh, thank
you. The only guest I probably will never like if we ever do again is McGregor. But again, it's to pick his brain. It's to pick his brain and just being respectful. Do you know
you're
what I mean?
You're picking on his brain already right now.
Yeah. Probably never get him again, but it's all right. It is what it is. But anyway,
you actually have McGregor in here.
I'd love to.
It will happen. You're calling it to the world and it will happen. I
don't believe in that manifestation bollocks. Like, obviously there's people who believe in that sort of stuff and the law of attraction, but I just don't believe in it. I believe in hard work and a bit of luck.
Yeah,
that's all. Hard work and luck.
Hard work and luck. Manifestation as well comes to pass, because manifestation is, you can't just hard work without thinking of something. See, the fact that your mind is focused on what you're working hard for is manifesting already. You don't have to speak for manifestation.
Yeah,
it's your mind that works. So manifestation, if it's been explained properly, is whatever your instinct, your inner instinct wants. Your mind. If I want a good car, if I can't speak, I'm manifesting a good car already. So if I have to rob someone for a car, I'm manifesting that car because I want that car right now. Is my manifestation is working right there. So I believe in manifestation, to be honest with you.
And I do respect your opinion. I respect everyone's opinions on that. And if you believe in manifestation, then well and good. But I just don't believe in it. I just believe in, obviously, work very hard for it. But at the same time, just be in the right place at the right time. You need a bit of luck. And that's what you need to be successful.
Actually,
not manifestation.
I don't believe in speaking into existence.
Look, I don't believe in it? Because I tried it. I tried manifesting stuff and it didn't work out. So it's like, you know what? This is bullshit.
You have no patience. It's like, I tried it.
No. That's look, so I've tried it.
I can imagine you sitting down.
I tried manifesting for 2 years. It's been two years I've been trying to manifest, and most of the things didn't happen. And then when I look back and the things that actually did happen, I realised it was just hard work and luck. I was just at the right place at the right time, and I earned my way.
I believe
there.
In that right place at the right time. That's true. Yeah. No, I do. That's where it comes to when I was talking about self awareness. When we are just aware, like I'm always at the right place at the right time. That's my mindset.
Uh-huh.
I'm always at the right place. Like I'm right. I'm meant to be here today.
Yeah.
Excuse me, to be speaking to you. You know what I mean. So I mean that's what I believe in.
Yeah. To be honest, I don't really believe in that. I just. For me, like from my side, I just think it was a bit of luck that Toby managed to get in contact with me. He said, yeah, no, but if I will be there, and you accepted it, that's luck. But I worked my way to get to that position where I could bring you on the podcast.
No way,
that's hard work. I worked so hard for it.
I've
been doing it for, I think this is the 1 year anniversary episode. It technically is, yeah, it's been a year now
that
since we set up the podcast.
What was the biggest view you've ever got?
Biggest view, about 200 listens on Spotify.
No way.
To be honest, that's good. Like, coming from me now, just, I want to say I'm starting off. It's been a year. I'm happy with it, but I want more.
No, but you will.
Like,
I'm glad.
I'm glad with the progress, but I'm never happy. I'm never satisfied. I want more.
Yeah, that's the way to be.
I want more. Like, I have ambitions. I have goals that I want to reach.
That's what it is.
Do you know what I mean?
You have to. If you don't stay
hungry.
So
even though it's nice, the achievements are nice, it means nothing to me right now. It means nothing to me. It's just a stepping stone for me. That's what it is.
But before you proceed, I just want to help you as well. See, it should mean something to you. See, let me tell you something, right? If you have, maybe if someone give you a grain of beans and you say, oh, I'm not satisfied, I want more. See, that's, for me, is a sound of greed. You have to learn how to be grateful for that little bean that's been given to you. And when you're grateful for that, trust me, that more you want to be multiplied by two. See me, I'm very grateful, trust me, since the lockdown. And I don't know what it is, right? It was weird because when everybody was complaining about the lockdown, I found an opportunity, bro. I was just grateful with life. I was like, you know what, thank you. I was happy that the lockdown happened. Time to make this country laugh. And look at where it brought to me because of the gratefulness I had. I wasn't getting paid from traveling around. I'm actually banned after it now. I can't drive for 10 years, which is weird. When I started,
what happened?
Bro, I love that. I mean, you're happy, I go happen. Well, I'll tell you the truth, because I'm real. What happened was, when I've never done anything bad in this country. Trust me, I've been a very good citizen. But when it comes to traffic offense, I'm Pablo Escobar, trust me.
I don't have a car, I haven't done my 30. I actually have a funny story in regards to that. Like, I've done my 30 back in 2019.
Yeah.
I failed it. I got 25. I got 25, but in my defense, right?
Yeah.
I didn't study. I was like, you know what? I'll just do my 30 test. I'll be grand. Like,
you're not going to win.
It's only about the road.
No.
Like, I don't believe in 30 tests. I don't know why they exist in the first place.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You have to fucking read a book, study. I fucking hated that. So I was like, you know what? Just put me on the fucking road. Let me do a few classes. It'll be sorted. It'll be fresh.
No, man, that's the same.
Like,
way.
I guarantee you now, right? I'm telling you now, that I will pass my driving test. First time.
Without studying.
No, not the theory test. The driving test.
Look,
the actual driving test. Let me do a few classes, right? Let me practice.
That's a lie. But I'm a big testimony about that. That's a lie. Because see the way you're thinking, it's an African thing too. We always think, oh, you know what? Why do I need to do this? Bro, I drove in Ireland with a provisional license for 7 years. And they said to me, oh, when the law came in, you can't drive with a provisional license on the main road anymore. You have to get a full license. I'm like,
not
okay.
The main road, it's the motorway.
The motorway, sorry. I was like, fair enough. That's no problem. I can just go sit for a test and get it done straight away. Bro, when I went to sit for a test, in Tullamore. The reason why is because they said Tullamore is the easiest place to pass.
Yeah.
Bro, I went to the easiest place in Ireland to pass my full driving test.
Yeah.
But guess what? I failed on one thing. Because I wasn't checking the mirror. What the fuck does the mirror have to do with fucking driving?
Awareness.
Well, okay, awareness. But bro, let me...
To know, like, if cars are coming your way and all that.
Yeah, but like, exactly. There was no car. It was Tullamore. It doesn't fuck all happen. And you might keep telling him to look at the mirror. What am I looking for? The road is clear. Let me go.
I'm telling them I'll drive.
Exactly. But bro, literally, I stopped and I let this lady pass. I failed on that because I let a lady pass. Do you know that? If you let someone pass, you fail the driving test as well? No, you didn't. Exactly. What's
so
that?
You yielded to traffic and you failed it.
Yeah, because you're driving and you stopped and you said someone to pass you. That's a point. because you stop and let someone cross.
Well, I suppose it depends on what road. Maybe your road is more major than hers, you know what I mean? It has more importance.
How the fuck am I meant to know that? I've been driving for 7 years. I'm a good guy. If someone's trying to cross, go ahead, because I'm a good driver. But I didn't know that was a crime to do that. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, basically. But come here, how'd you get banned though?
Yeah, so I drove my car with no insurance, and the guy that pulled me over on my way to Roscommon, and he goes, why don't you have an insurance? And I was like, I don't need an insurance. I'm covered with the blood of Jesus. I don't think I need to cover this car. No, I'm just joking. But like, he was being cheeky with me. He goes, you have an insurance. Took me to court. I got banned off the road for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Now, my brother from America came to Ireland, and he chilled with me, and he was about to go back to America, and he was missing his flight. So I said, let me just take the chance. I haven't even driven a car, but let me just take a shot of luck and drive him to the airport. It was on my way back to Monash driving. On the Kildare exit, the guy that pulled me over, I was like, oh my God. I knew this was him, right? On a band, bro. And he goes, he actually knew who I was. He goes, Black Panther. I was like, yeah, thank God, he's going to let me go. He goes, right, I'm going to be back in a second. Went to his car. I'm there for 15 minutes in the car waiting for the guy that's going. Bro, I know I'm going to be in trouble. Just come get my car and take me to prison. I know. Oh, you know, took his time, bro. Your man took his time. Came back to me. He goes, you know your band on the road? I was like, no shit. He goes, yeah, do you want to come out of the car? I went, do you
he wants to be a clue.
Yeah, you know, he want to be a clue.
he goes to the pub. He just chats to someone. He's like, oh, hell, on the go, he got Fabby D. Banned off the road for 10 years.
I swear to God, bro. And I went to court and boom, 10 years off the road, bro. Can't drive for 10 years now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
when was that? When
this
you got
was,
banned?
2 years ago. So I've done two now.
8 years left.
Eight years left, bro.
Long
yeah, exactly. I'm on a scooter now. No. But the good thing
electric
is. Scaled. The good thing about gratitude, I was talking to you earlier, is when you get something in life, you just need to be grateful. Because, bro, I am on a scooter right now, but I'm making more money than when I was driving. How is that possible? I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you understand? It's just me just being grateful for like the fact I've done it. I've traveled around. I've made people laugh. Now God is like, you know what? You've put your blessing out. He's giving it back to you right now. You know what I mean? So I'm always grateful. At this stage I am right now, I'm so happy and I'm grateful to God that I am at this stage. You know, I don't know what the future holds, but I'm going to keep working hard.
Yeah.
You know, hard work. I'm persistent. Like, that's what got me here.
Right place, right time.
Right place, right time. Like, you know what I mean? So that's what it is, man. So that's what I believe in. And I believe in God. I'm a Christian, you know?
Yeah.
You know, Jesus has my back right now. So I'm literally like, you know, I'm a very, very strong believer. My mom is a Christian. I'm a Christian. You know, God called my dad to be a pastor. He was a pastor.
Yeah.
And God called my mom to be a pastor. She was a pastor.
She was a pastor as well?
Yeah, a pastor too. And God called me as well. But I rang him back and said, he has the wrong number. Right, but to be honest, so I believe in, I'm a strong believer in God. Yeah, you know, that kind of way. So that's how I'm banned off the road anyway from driving.
Yeah, and another thing, because we went on a tangent here.
Yeah,
I was actually want to talk to you about the boxing match. Again, I don't want to be judgmental or anything like that, but I think you should take it. If someone wants to sort it out, would you just do it? It doesn't matter about 100k views or whatever. Just do it. It's for charity. It's for a good cause. And who knows? He might beat the shit out of him. He might beat the shit out of you. Who fucking cares?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest,
it's for charity.
Yeah, no, it is.
You have to do it.
No, it is.
Like, you got to sort it out. You know what I mean? That's the only way. Sometimes that's the only way you could sort beefs out. Is have a fight.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not like I'm backing out or anything. Boxing. What's his name again? Sorry.
Goody.
It's not like, I can't believe his name is Goody. That's so cool. Imagine Black Mighty Boss and Goody. That's cool. It's like a Panita.
And to be honest, you'll be able to raise money, like regular money, because of your profile and Goody's rising up in the podcast scene.
Yeah.
Like, he's doing well for himself. No, so imagine the numbers you get.
Yeah, which is pretty true. I will look, listen, it's
like, it's all for charity.
It will come.
But when will it come? That's the thing.
When will it come? The thing is, I don't know. Maybe I have to be in the right place at the right time, and maybe it might happen. But for now, I'm literally like so busy doing a lot of projects that involve me and my physical health to be there. So I'm actually literally focused on certain things at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, so in relation to the boxing of me and Goody, we just kind of like maybe. I don't know. I'll probably have to make a date. You know what I mean? So, but for now.
Yeah, but first things, you get your health right, because obviously you are sick. You're really sick. And then once you get your health right and you have free time, then
thank
do the
you.
Boxing
you understand
match,
that now. So it's all
I
about,
do understand.
It's
like I said, I don't ever want to be judgmental or be a dickhead. Yeah. It's just me being critical.
No.
I want to take both sides of the coins. You know what I mean?
Right.
I look at it in an unbiased way. It's just me being objective.
No, really, really true. But if it comes to you, I don't mind boxing you because I can.
I bet you're around.
No, I mean, I will let you.
How we used to do MMA, yeah.
You used to do MMA?
Years back, yeah. When I was a kid, yeah.
What? And why did you stop?
Personal reasons and knee injuries as well.
Oh, see, that's what I'm saying. We should call ourselves the handicap fight. Injury and...
But to be honest, boxing doesn't require me using my knees or holding my knees. So, yeah, we'll be taking all
back. Oh, girl, you know what I mean? Trust me, I'm from Africa. I'm a wrestler, bro.
Thank God there's no wrestling.
Well, it's all about MMA. MMA is mixture, isn't it?
MMA is everything, yeah. Yeah, boxing, wrestling, jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Every style of fight, that's MMA.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll bite your balls. Let's go.
We're doing it now, no, brother.
Right, okay.
Alright, I think that's it. We're going to have to wrap this up, yeah?
Yeah, man.
It's been a pleasure talking to you,
man. It's a pleasure talking to you, bro.
Yeah, it's... Honestly, I appreciate how you took your time to go and have a chat with me. You know, I don't have to deal with.
No worries.
So I appreciate you coming over and just having a chat with me. Really, listen.
I felt good coming up to you and having a chat. You know, sometimes you have to talk to people. You know, regardless of how you feel inside, having a talk is another way of therapy. Things like this, I love. So if you talk to someone in a good day like this, why not?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's such a good outlet. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, I think that's about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wrap this up. Yeah. That's it. Bye, bye, guys.
Tell the world and say me, I'd be here cause me want freedom, want freedom. Tell the world and say me, want freedom. Come, want freedom, want freedom. Tell the world and say me, want freedom.